Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking with Mickey Hanning of NOLA Bulls and co-founder of New Orleans' own Running of the Bulls. And Mickey, the weather didn't cooperate last time we tried this, but you think we're going to get things underway this weekend, right?
Yes, sir. I think we jinxed ourselves and said it was lucky 13 this year. So we kind of did it to ourselves.
I hadn't thought about the 13th year, yeah. So the Bulls should not be running on a muddy track then this weekend, right?
Hopefully not. Hopefully it holds out. Usually the rains don't come until the afternoon this time of year, so we're hoping that we get some nice cloud cover so it stays a little cool and the girls can skate water-free.
Are we importing a lot of them from around the country again this year?
Of course, yeah. We had a lot that canceled due to, you know, the storm, but it's allowed a few that couldn't come to come in. So, yeah, they're coming from everywhere.
Whereabouts are they headed in from this weekend?
We've got some from Ohio, Indiana, California, New York, Florida, Texas, you name it. Just about maybe about 25 different states.
Besides the girls coming in from elsewhere, are participants tending to come in from outside, or is this mostly a local event?
Well, I think, if you look at the total numbers, you're going to see a lot more local. But the people who register and come inside the Sugar Mill and join the party tend to be the ones that come from out of town. So we did lose quite a few of them because of Barry. And we're hoping that the locals will step in and register and come join the party with us inside.
Yeah, cool. I didn't think that many folks were traveling to the city for the event.
Oh, for sure. There are people that come every year. They plan their family vacations around it. And maybe so a lot of them are people who grew up here and they choose this time to come back to meet up with old friends.
Okay. So did you mention about how many Bulls we're going to have running this year?
Well, we had about 200 registered. I can't say for sure how many had to back out. We haven't really gotten to that full number yet, but there'll be plenty. There'll be plenty of bats swinging.
And how many folks do you think that they'll be swinging at?
Geez, I don't know. I mean, I think we'll get similar numbers, somewhere up in the 12,000 to 15,000 all told. We'd like to get a lot of those folks inside, so jump over to NOLABulls.com and register.
12 to 15,000, you say?
That's what the police tell us. There's no real way for us to tell. We just go by their estimates, and they're good at estimating.
That's great. All right. Anything else of interest I had to pass along, Mickey?
For sure. Friday night we have a nice little charity cocktail and tapas party with five different restaurants that are giving food away. One ticket for open bar and all that food. And we have a silent auction that benefits Best Friends Forever charity.
The running itself is when?
We kick that off bright and early. We open the doors at the Sugar Mill at 6:30 a.m. And we have a new route this year because of the construction on the convention center. We're going to start everything off on South Peters, and we release the Bulls at 8 a.m.
About how long do you figure that they'll be on the streets?
Oh, less than an hour. It's really kind of a rolling party. People do tend to take their time, and the girls like to make a couple of laps. So, we'll give yourself about 45 minutes for it to be all done, but we'll have air condition inside, a DJ, and then the Morning 40 Federation comes on at about 9:15.
Okay, and of course, we want people to register. It is a charity event, right?
That's correct. Somebody's got to pay the bills, too. The city doesn't let us do it for free.
Okay. Hey, Mickey, have a great event, man. Hope the weather holds.
Thanks, Don.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.